It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, big breaking news, but not shocking news, I think, by any stretch of the imagination. What do you know? The guy with the Nazi tattoo has another set of sexual assault and harassment allegations against him from another former girlfriend of his, Graham Plattner, the Democrat nominee in Maine. Today, another story has broken that allegedly the New York Times chose to leave out of their previous reporting about Graham Plattner and try to focus their previous reporting more on how this was a bit more of a partisan stir up. And now, what do you know? At least the talking heads like Hassan Piker and those on the left are saying, that's enough for me. Now I really don't want this guy to be a U.S. senator. Oh, because everything else along the way wasn't enough to try and stop him. And now the big speculation is because he put out the video that he's going to drop out. I really don't care if he drops out or not, but Kirk, come on. How did it have to get all the way to this before Democrats decided to say, you know what? That's like three strikes and you're out. That's what it took from the party of Me Too. Come on.
Number one, as you said, this is the most predictable sequence of events, in my opinion, if you look at already the amount of baggage that he was dragging into this contest in the first place. And number two, just as a political professional, who the fuck is doing the vetting on these people? I mean, honest to God.
Did you see the video from them originally? There's a video on the internet of the two Dem operatives who found him. And they're like, yeah, it had some of this stuff in there, but not all of it. So you knew that some of this stuff.
You knew something was there.
Yeah.
You know, number three, and we've talked about different iterations of this conversation. Like, I don't give a shit if you're Republican. I don't give a shit if you're a Democrat. It that should really have nothing to do with how you react to these types of very credible accusations. Like, these weren't strangers out of nowhere who say they met him once, right? These are former actual partners of his, right? Like, they know him. There is documentary evidence to that back up some of these, we'll call them accusations. Again, just as a political professional, if something is levied against you that you know is 100% not true, then you fight it with every ounce of your being, full-throated, you know, no daylight, right? Like denial, for all that. That's not what he put out. He's being contemplative, I guess, whatever the fuck that is. So clearly there are issues here that he's going to have to work through in his own life. And again, like you do you, I don't give a shit. But like, if you're going to put your name on a ballot, ask for public trust, ask for people to associate their reputation with yours. Like, come on, man.
Well, you speak about reputation, though. What does this mean? One, I don't think it means much for Bernie Sanders, but for Ro Khanna, who has tried to play this socialist, left-wing, moderate kind of looking political game that he's been trying to say, like, oh no, I am as progressive as everybody else and I am as left-wing. Me too, everybody. He's been a huge champion, to your point previously, of the Epstein files and of the Epstein victims. And yet here he is, when faced with any of this previously, now let's say we are recording this at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, right? This by the time this gets out, who knows, Roe could have, but come on,
sure,
right? Like, the hypocrisy is so rich on the left. What does it mean for someone like a Ro Khanna down the road if he doesn't back away from this?
I got two quick thoughts. Number one, whoever has been giving you endorsement advice, because you've gone Tom Steyer in California and now Graham Plattner in Maine, you're 0-2. So whoever's giving you that advice, fire them and never work with them again. That's number one. Number two, you have until Plattner actually gets out of this thing, which could be at any moment, to publicly call for him to step out and try to clean a little bit of this up. Do I think that in the broad scheme of things, you know, in 2 years when Roe presumably, runs in the primary? Like, is this going to be, significant? Probably not, because a lot's going to happen between now and 2028. Mm-hmm. But you also, you can't afford any more of these either. You cannot have your brand be, we're teaming up with Thomas Massie to get the Epstein files, the Believe Epstein's files, Epstein survivors narrative, and then also stand by the guy who's been accused of sexual harassment and sexual abuse and sexual assault. Like, those two things are incongruous with one another. So you got to pick a lane and stay in it.
Yeah, this was almost the trouble with a lot of the, to have a broader conversation about the Me Too movement was, and in this case, Graham Plattner, all the evidence available at this point is these are credible accusations right. against him. But the left was so fervent in the Me Too movement so often that even before the accusations were given credibility or credence, mm-hmm. there was calling for bloodlust and for people to lose their jobs and their careers. And now, 5 years down the road from that, their biggest champions and voices, when given the opportunity to stand with women, to believe it, it continues to highlight the absolute hypocrisy of the left when it comes to what they say is their core ethos, which right is supposed to be the person, mm-hmm. the people. And in the instance where they're given that opportunity, they still say no. The politics of it aside, it's unbelievable to me that it does not get more fervor and coverage that, yes, 2 years from now, this will look like a completely different thing from Ro Khanna. But is this now going to be his pattern of behavior, which is, I'm going to say one thing and do another? Because if that becomes the narrative for somebody like Ro, that's going to be hard to shake. Look, if everybody remembers flip-flop John Kerry.
John Kerry. if only. That was a entertaining campaign. I think you're absolutely right, actually. Again, if I'm Ro, if I'm advising Ro, which I am not for the record, I would tell him, number one, accept responsibility. Just go out there and just say, hey, you know what? I got that one wrong. I got that one dead wrong, and I apologize for it. And I at least as a human being could go all right, I respect the fact that you went out there and just said you got it flat out wrong. There's no excusing this one away. There's no explanation that adds up to me. So just admit you blew it and then promise to do better and don't do it again. If you do that by 2028, you're fine. This won't be the thing, at least in 2028. It'll be something else, but it won't be this. I wish people would just admit that kind of shit. And I think you would get a lot more grace from people.
I think most Americans would. I think if people were honest with the American people and stop acting like voters are a foreign entity that needs to be studied and explained instead of I'm a voter, you're a voter, he's a voter, she's a voter. It's like a Dr. Seuss book. We always other voters. If you just talk to people how you talk to them normally, what do you know? They appreciate a little bit of honesty from a city and from politicians who every single time they get the chance to be honest seems to fail endlessly. And this is one of those moments where honesty would have been huge. It would be huge if the main Democrat said, honestly, we got this one wrong. It would be huge if people who endorsed him said, we got this one wrong. But the politics of it will never allow for that kind of honesty and mea culpa. And if it happens, it is but a one-off and not a general pattern of behavior from most politicians.
Oh, yeah. No, again, we've seen this time and again in different iterations on both sides of the aisle. And it's never not maddening to me. But man, Democrats, you asked for this. You literally, it's the warning signs were there. The op research dumps were happening. And this is the thing, too. I hate this. There are people out there right now on social media who are blaming those who unearthed these. And I could tell you, I could give a shit what the source of it is. It's happened.
Gaslighting. It is gaslighting. And it's the same level of excuse as she was asking for. It's her fault. She wore that skirt too short. They're only going after him because he's an outsider. So, they're doing this to get... No. They're doing it because time and again, when you looked at what Graham Plattner did, you saw a man who got a Nazi tattoo and instead of getting it removed, covered it
Whoa.
Up.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. Breaking news. As I stand here, this has just been sent to me. Ro Khanna. I've been very clear that sexual assault or violence against women is a red line. These allegations are very serious and credible. Graham Plattner should drop out from the race. I'm withdrawing my endorsement.
See, there we go. But he didn't take the mea culpa in that, which, We're talking here about saying, hey, I got this one wrong. In this instance, he's just going with the credibility of the accusation. Good to see that in this moment, yeah, he can step up. But let's see, you know, maybe there's Bernie that's still out there. There are some. There are some.
And now that Roe's done it, I suspect, because I think Elizabeth Warren also got they'll all start doing it as they should.
Oh, wait, real quick aside on Elizabeth Warren. Did you see a former staffer of hers went to Iran for the funeral of the former Ayatollah and was mourning his loss? Don't we as members and employees of Congress swear an oath to the Constitution as well and to guard and protect our nation? And that is an Elizabeth Warren staffer over in Iran.
Is it a current staffer or like
a former staffer?
Okay.
But still, at what point do we start holding people to account? That's disgusting. That's unbelievable.
That's really shocking, actually, to hear that. I would say it's like for anyone, like once they leave your service, you kind of have no say over what they do with their lives.
However, the idea that there was somebody working in the United States Congress and for a United States senator
who was sympathetic towards the Iranian Ayatollah.
Huge problem.
Not great. Not great. That's troubling on a variety of levels.
What are we doing here? At a certain point, if you are supporting the Ayatollah, you should not be swearing an oath to the U.S. Constitution because you are lying. It's unbelievable.
I mean, personally, I'm like, you shouldn't be allowed to come back into this country, but that's just how I feel personally.
Oh, someone believes in borders now, huh?
I've always believed in borders. I'm not an open border person. I wish we did a little bit more quality control across the board, man. I'd deport Graham Platner's ass if it were up to me right now.
Ooh, deporting our own, huh? Look at these hot takes.
If you break our American values, like sexually assaulting American citizens, get the fuck out.
So Democrats have a couple of weeks now to figure out in Maine.
This is interesting. Like, he's got to get out
by
July 13th.
It's very Democrat to anoint a nominee. Look at you guys at it again.
I know you guys like the Democrats in disarray narrative, but in this case, this one time, Democrats are in array because we have a process to fix this and anoint someone that can at least be competitive in a general election.
Where you anoint someone, it's very Democrat.
It worked out really well for us with the last time we anointed someone.
I fully believe this was a Democrat oppo dump to get him out. This was the last piece of this. They were trying to get him out.
Then I am grateful to you for preserving the ability for Democrats to contemplate at least winning the Senate. Because if you took Maine off the board, that path becomes very arduous. They got till Monday, I guess, to pull the plug and anoint someone.
Yeah, my guess is Platner's out by Tuesday.
That video they put up there, I'm just like, what? Why even bother? But
just
might
you're
be
gone.
The candidate, not like, you know how politicians are, right? They are always the last to accept reality.
Mm-hmm. The most dangerous person in the world is a politically wounded animal. Like they will thrash and fight and do whatever they can to try and maintain that power or that race, whatever they can. So if Platner's in that foxhole right now, he's in a very bad space. And so the sooner he ends this campaign, the better for him. But ego and power will keep even the dumb going.
It's so true. So true. Okay, so two things we're going to talk about here. I want to hit this one really quick because we talked about in our last show. As we have now gotten past July 4th, a couple more days have gone by. Congress is out this week, but we don't have any more new information yet about the condition of Senator Mitch McConnell. There are conspiracy theories that are floating out there from crazy people, which we're not going to mention and repeat. They're nuts, but I'm saying but the point being in the information void, people start filling in the blanks themselves, like we said the other week, and that's troubling. Congress comes back next week. If we don't have an update by then, what should happen next?
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba!
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, I think McConnell's team needs to give an update. If it's not from him, then maybe it's from his wife, Elaine. Or they need to be showing that he is doing his job, even if he's in a hospital bed, but he's still doing his work or whatever it may be. If there's a path forward for health, we just need transparency and daylight at this point, because again, right, like rot grows in darkness. And that is what we are seeing, which with these conspiracy theories that are now starting to percolate on Twitter and on X and on the internet to say, we're hearing that this could possibly be the case. And I want to say, I truly hope that Senator McConnell is okay. This seems like it's something very serious, and his constituents deserve to know as well. If he's unable to do his job, and I believed that for Tom Kaine, and I believe it for every member. And the same with John Fetterman, right? He was open and honest in the beginning when he was struggling. So I don't think McConnell's thing is mental health, but
I do want to put one conspiracy theory to bed, because I've heard and people don't understand this. This is not a situation where McConnell has instructions that if he is not in the right condition to hide him until November, because Democrat Governor Andy Beshear could replace him. That's not the case in Kentucky. That's not how it works. A governor does not appoint the senator. The governor would call a special election and then an election would happen. So I'm just be very clear, folks, that's not what's happening here.
Love a good conspiracy kill. I love that. I love a good conspiracy kill. Well, speaking of conspiracies, we've got another.
Oh.
And this time, it's with FIFA.
Of course it is.
The conspiracy theory is that because President Trump weighed in, that FIFA reversed their red card. They didn't revoke. They suspended the punishment on it.
The penalty for it.
The penalty on it, yeah. Because
they got the
call.
Trump card played.
Because they got the Trump call. Well, don't we know, Keir Starmer also made a little call to old FIFA headquarters. So I love to hear how Democrats are going to get themselves all in a pretzel trying to say that Donald Trump is interfering. Also, if the Belgians are so good, why would you want to play versus one less player in the U.S.? Are you so worried that you're so good at this that you can't beat us unless we're one less on the field? Or your sportsmanship is so good that you believe the only way you can win is to keep us off the field? No, the president did what he should have done, which is voice his unhappiness. The call was wrong. The red card was wrong. The use of replay was wrong in that instance, because you are not supposed to use slow down replay for that kind of instance to either affirm or overturn a red card in soccer. So the whole thing was wrong to begin with. The ref got it wrong. The replay system got it wrong. Because if you slow down any instance of sports, you can make things look like a punch, like a kick, like a step, like a more physical moment than it was in motion. And that's what they saw. But this isn't Trump.
I am of the belief that in all sports, taking a player off the field should be the absolute last resort, especially when you're talking about playoff championship level competitions. We all want the best of the best on the pitch. We all want, we don't want any situation where, you went because you were shorthanded, or you went because this player was taken off because of process. That's not what people are paying money for to watch. True competitors, true champions want to earn their championships playing the very best. If you went up against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen wasn't playing and you won, that's not the same freaking thing.
So
this is one of those times, if the president called and did whatever it took, I don't have a problem with that in this case. I really don't.
Also, FIFA, the decision is made by an independent body at FIFA. It's not like the president of FIFA is the one who's like, you're right, Donald, my bad. Let me make this decision.
I don't care if Donald
you.
Trump called up and said, if you guys don't reverse this, we're about to launch a drone strike on your ass. Take care of this. I'd have no problem. In this case, I'd have no problem with the excessive use of threatening force, because that's how much of a sports purist I am. So good for the president. Good for the president for making the call. Period.
You know what? The thing is, I can't stand the leftist freak out on it. That's what annoys the bejesus out of me. I have been watching people freak out all day about whether or not the U.S. red card was going to stand and how President Trump's involvement in it was corrupting the sport and was corrupting the World Cup. May I remind you, this is the same FIFA organization that accepted open bribes so the last World Cup would be in Qatar.
I was going to say, if we're talking about FIFA, that ship already sailed,
folks.
Yeah,
guys,
That's not the issue here. And Donald Trump, but it doesn't matter what Trump does. Even in this instance where all he did was make a call to voice his displeasure on something he was right about.
Yes.
The left is still like, gosh, you Donald Trump, how could you ever do such a
thing? I just want to be really clear. If I happened to be president of the United States during the last couple NFL playoff seasons, that there would be an investigation at the NFL officiating against the Buffalo Bills, and I'd probably be throwing them in jail. So, you know, this is one of those times where I'm not going to come down on Trump. I'm one of those Democrats who's not afraid to say when Trump does something that I agree with. Or when the administration takes a stance that I think is actually positive, I think more Democrats would be better served finding one or two examples of those. Because not everything he does is the worst thing you've ever heard of, and the left needs to like stop that nonsense.
It's so annoying. This is the president. He's rooting for our country, and even in rooting for our country, they're like, "How dare you!"
That is actual Trump derangement syndrome. Right
there. It is a full mental disease. And actually, there are medical studies right now as to like the veracity of how real it is, because people are, look at Rosie O'Donnell. She left the country overall because Donald Trump became president. People getting upset about
answer,
him
folks.
Supporting the U.S. team. It's just the DeLulu of the left seems to never cease to amaze me.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of crazy on both sides of the aisle, as we've experienced in our own lives. But for the moment, we're just going to leave it there. We will see what other nonsense happens throughout the week, because there's no shortage of it.
Go Team USA.
We are rooting for USA against the Belgians. That's happening tonight at 8, 7 Central. So I'm tuning in. I'm excited for the World Cup. It's been awesome to watch. We just had an amazing finish here in Dallas with Spain and Brazil there going at it.
Yes.
And Ronaldo's last World Cup game coming to an abrupt halt in the 91st minute.
Well, I'm excited. Go America. Always Team USA. It was a great 4th of July. And we'll talk to everybody later this week.
All right, party animals. Bye.
For Jan. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.